This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Dr. Maria Sampalis, and welcome to Corporate Optometry Nation podcast, where we interview eye care professionals in corporate optometry and take a different approach to a business aspects of optometry. Hey, Corporate Optometry Nation, this is Dr. Maria Sampalis. We're doing part three of Corporate Optometry in India. As you know, we have Dr. Vora on the call today and a special guest. Dr. Vora has done the last two podcasts with us and trying to learn of what's going on in India and how it relates to the U.S. and how we can bridge the gap together. I want to have Dr. Vora today as a co-host as we explore more about corporate optometry in India and optometry in India. So Dr. Vora, take the lead.
Thank you, Dr. Sampalis, for introducing me as a co-host for today's podcast. Today we have a special guest, especially from India, who's going to tell us more about things happening right there. I would like to introduce Dr. Nilesh Thite. He is currently working as the Director of Educational Programs at the International Association of Contact Lens Educators. He is also a director and a co-founder of a unique educational initiative done in India called Masterclass Optometry. Just to give you a brief about his achievements, he is a fellow of American Academy of Optometry. He is also of the British Contact Lens Association. He is an associate professor and a former in charge of Bharatiya Vidyapeeth School of Optometry, and has a teaching experience of about 12 years. He has a corporate stint with an experience as well with Bausch & Lomb India and continues to offer his consultation. He has a vast experience in teaching subjects like dispensing optics, contact lens, and refraction. He has presented several scientific papers and posters, both national and internationally. He has a keen interest in optometric education as well, and he's volunteered in several optometry students. He voluntarily works with optometry students and fresh graduates across India. Mr. Nilesh is passionate about interacting with optometry youth, and I think that's the topic for us today. He's going to tell us how he works along with optometry youth and how they're the driving force for optometry at present. So thank you, Mr. Nilesh Thite, for being part of this podcast. All right. So I would like to ask you a couple of questions. What is the current scenario of the Indian optometry, specifically with the youth?
Lovely. So first of all, thank you so much for having me on this podcast. I am sincerely hoping that this would be fun and we all enjoy this. So talking about current scenario in Indian optometry, you know, I think it is at a very interesting and critical juncture. Recently, the Allied and Healthcare Council Bill, it is tabled in the upper house of the parliament, and it's gone to the standing committee for deliberation with various stakeholders. So now their suggestions will be considered and a revised bill will be presented in the parliament. So, you know, this could be a giant step in the professional recognition of optometry. We have a body called the Optometry Council of India. Now, it is a peer regulating body. Now, it has a responsibility of establishing and maintaining high standards of optometry education and recognition of optometry qualifications in India. We also have another body, which is Indian Optometry Federation, called as IOF. Now, this is an umbrella organization of various associations. So there are multiple state associations that are members of this association. And the main purpose of this body is to lobby with the government about optometry rights, etc. And finally, we also have, you know, Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry, which is called as ASCO, which works closely with the institutes across India in terms of standardizing the curricula, infrastructure, and, you know, also towards the capacity building of educators. So if you look at it, we have multiple bodies that are functioning towards a common goal, which is standardizing the optometry curricula as well as optometry profession, optometry practice, and finally get recognition from the government.
Thank you so much for giving us this brief introduction of the scenario back in India. Another question that I would like to ask you is, what does Indian optometry currently need, according to you?
Yeah, so as I said, we have multiple bodies that are functioning well in a common direction for a common goal.
Right.
So we are kind of getting our house in order now, right? So a lot of work is happening in this particular direction. But I personally feel there is one particular area where we need a lot of focus, which is creating awareness about the profession and getting public recognition. So even if the government endorses and recognizes optometry as a profession, I think even public should accept optometry as a profession. So we need to talk to the public about optometry and its scope. Laymen should know what optometry is. So, you know, our thing is like we want people to come asking for the optometrist for a comprehensive practice. This is where we want to reach. And that will happen, each and every person knows about optometry. And that will also happen when an optometrist starts giving the service that people require.
So, Mr. Thite, I'm sure we are just waiting on the previous podcast. But in the previous podcast, I did mention that, you know, how everyone is trying to create the awareness using social media. And can you just reflect more about it? Well, like, what is your area of work in creating the awareness and, you know, involving the youth?
Right. So, yeah. So, as I said, this is exactly why I thought there is a little bit of gap there. And I picked this as, you know, an area where I would focus and work on. So, I focus on the awareness part. I travel a lot for work, speak at various conferences, interact with practitioners, education, and many students across India. Now, whenever I have interacted with the students, you know, their enthusiasm and creativity, I've really been taken aback with that. So they're really creative students out there. And I thought, you know, using their enthusiasm and creativity, they can definitely contribute a lot in this area. So, you know, one fine day, we just found a group called as Optometry Students Power, where we asked as many students and fresh graduates as possible to come under one group. And we still continue to work as a, you know, one cohesively well-knit unit.
Can you also tell us more about how can a youth contribute if they really want to do? What are the areas that you feel they can concentrate about, or how can they bring in the change?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, recently I read an interesting quote. I think it is by Benjamin Disraeli. It says that almost everything that is great has been done by youth.
True.
I tend to believe this now, you know. See, we are sitting on a mind. We have probably the largest untapped resource. Now, in India, there are more than 50 to 60 institutes offering a four-year bioptometry program. So imagine the number of students who are graduating every year. Now, most of these students are technologically very savvy. They are very active on social media. They love traveling and interacting and meeting new people. And, you know, fortunately, most of the students I have worked with, they are also very passionate about the profession and they want to contribute in a significant way. Now, this is what I find very endearing. So what I feel is if we can channelize their energy, their creativity, we can do wonders. Yeah, and this is raw talent, right? So they need direction. They need acknowledgement and recognition. And I think more importantly, they need to feel that, you know, they belong to this larger community. And I think is what I have taken up on myself, that I'll try my best and probably I'll give, you know, next few years in this particular domain.
I think I personally have seen a lot of change and a lot of awareness created by this youth in the last couple of years, even though I've been with, like, not very old with the profession. I've been with the profession for like a couple of years now, but
I would consider you also one of the youth.
Yeah, but in the last few years, I feel the youth and the current optometry students are doing amazing in terms of contributing towards the awareness, thanks to you and your team. Going to the next question, can you tell us what kind of a support do they need? How can other optometrists, like seniors or international optometrists who feel or who wants to channelize these youth, can help and support them?
Yeah. I think what I said is they basically need to channelize their energy and direction. That is the first thing they need. Now, most of the senior optometrists, not most, but I would say some of the senior optometrists, they are not easily accessible. So I think if we make ourselves a little bit more easily accessible to students, that would open a door for them. So even if, you know, a one-line reply to a student's message actually takes that person a long way. So I appeal to all the senior optoms to be a little bit more accessible to the students and, you know, just understand the student's plight or a fresh graduate's plight. They're actually hesitant in contacting some senior people. And if at all someone is doing that, I think it's also our responsibility to make those students and fresh graduates feel comfortable with us. And, you know, handhold them as much as possible. I know everyone has limited time, but I think this is something we need to give back to the profession.
I completely agree. Can you tell us more about like any success stories or something that you would like to highlight how they have contributed till now, which you feel is bringing in a big change for the profession?
Oh, yeah, I can go on and on. This is one of my topics actually. But yeah, so as I said, social media have become very important now. Almost everyone is hooked on to that. So when we created this larger group, we started doing different activities within the group. So one of them was a good, interesting concept came out, which is called a Let's Revolutionize. So it was a social media platform, which is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything. And a group of students started posting regularly. The content was related to eyes, the structure of the eye, facts about eyes, eye care. And it serves to both optometrists as well as common public, mm-hmm. who are non-optometrists, right? And interesting, on 23rd of every month, I mean, you would know 23rd right. of March is the World Optometry Day. It is celebrated big time in India. So we pick 23rd, you know, as a day where we can start creating more awareness about eyes, eye care and optometry. So we completely, you know, paint the social media red with optometry and eye care related messages on that day. So that, you know, it becomes eye-catchy and people start noticing, oh, something is happening. There is something called as optometry and eye care, right? So that's one thing we did. Then these students also created a very good video, which actually takes us through a journey of an optometry student over 4 years. And eventually it talks about scope of optometry, what all can an optometrist perform. So that was one thing these students did. Then a few students came together and they actually created a video, but along with that, they actually composed a poem. It was like almost like a song. And it was so beautifully done that it was circulated all across India in the optometry fraternity. In fact, it also reached the government officials and it was appreciated by the government officials as well. So people liked it so much. Then recently, you know, last couple of months ago, the Optometric Council of India, they required eye awareness posters because they wanted to do eye awareness campaign pan-India. So they approached us saying, you know, can you help us in, you know, conceptualizing and designing the posters? And then we created a group of students within that and they came up with some beautiful ideas, very innovative, very eye-catchy posters. Now these posters are really well appreciated and they're actually being used. So this is an initiative from Optometry Council of India, supported by Bausch & Lomb India, but it's more like a social cause. So all these eye awareness posters are actually used in various schools and colleges, high schools and colleges, not optometry schools. So I think we felt very proud when we saw our work being, you know, used and actually contributing to the awareness. In fact, these guys also earned some fund through various activities. And you know what I want to really highlight? When they earned some fund, what did they do with that? They didn't party. They actually donated to the Kerala flood victims. And it was such a heart-touching and heartwarming moment for us because these guys are not just creative and they are not just enthusiastic, but they also have good values. And I think being an optometrist, you should also be a good human being and want to give something back to the society. So I really love this gesture and I feel very proud that these guys are doing that. And then finally, we also had these youngsters contributing to street plays during the World Sight Day celebrations in October. So in various cities, they actually prepared street plays for creating awareness about refractive error and squint, etc. And they were also very well appreciated. So yeah, a lot of activities going on and I hope they just keep doing more and more.
I think this is wonderful to hear all about the vibe, especially for me that, you know, I'm not, even though I've heard about all these things, I am currently in United States, so I can't really witness it. But I definitely can see that vibe of students, you know, creating the awareness and, you know, shaking the community about the existence of optometry as a profession in India.
Right.
Just a couple of things more. Can you tell us what do you think is the way forward? What are the future opportunities or what do you think can be done differently or where do you see this whole vibe and this whole energy going forward to?
Yeah, I think, if you look at it, the youth of today are leaders of tomorrow, right?
Right.
So we need to keep nurturing these minds, you know. They need to be kept busy in a right way. You know, empty mind, devil's workshop. So all this energy can be used in activities that we wouldn't want them to, right? So we are really working on a new project with the Optometry Council of India. They need optometrists to approach high schools and counsel current standard 11 and 12 students about optometry, refractive errors, and eye care in general. So many of these fresh graduates from different parts of India, they have already offered to be a part of this program. So we are really excited to see how it's going to work, you know. So this is immediate future. So in next couple of months, most of these guys will be busy doing that. They will approach various schools and they will go to the schools, talk about optometry, talk about refractive error, give a demonstration of what happens when you are a, you know, 3-diopter myope. So probably they will be giving students a plus 3 lens, spectacle lens, and let them know how blurry the vision would be, right? So all these things we are planning in the next couple of months. You never know, you know, going forward, I think we could also think of finding the right placement for these guys to work. And now that we are already collaborating, I think going forward, we need to build up a collaboration between India and, you know, overseas countries like US, Canada, or even other countries. So I think it is just about how we look at it and, you know, what our vision is and how we can implement our ideas. Nobody is stopping us. This is where I want to take them. The world is there. It's not just India. They should venture outside as well.
It's great that the youth or the new ODs are taking pride in their profession because they're the future of the profession. And as optometrists in India listen to this podcast, feel free to reach out to me, corporateoptometry @gmail.com or Dr. Vora to see how we can collaborate as well here and, you know, help expand scope over there. Because we have some resources and information here that I'm sure we can help the new ODs there because they're doing a lot of technology as well in social media. And that's powerful for change.
Actually, Dr. Sampalis, this is the question that I was thinking to ask you. Like, I know there's so much done in India. Can you tell me what can corporate optometry help and, you know, help them to channelize their energy or resources? What do you think can you or the optometrist in United States can help and support them? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing as we talked about the last podcast. You know, a lot of, you know, corporate optometry is expanding all over the world. It's probably the future of optometry. I know that like Essilor is a big player. We talked about Titan's a big player in India. You know, there a lot of them are also expanding to the U.S. and vice versa. So, you know, seeing, you know, how things are done here can also help optometrists there because laws are different, regulations are different. So I think education and working with these corporate opticals will help. But a lot of corporate opticals have helped expand scope in India, like we talked last time. So that has been good. And I mean, and here in the U.S. have, you know, they have expanded and provided a lot of, you know, sponsorships and things like that to a lot of organizations within the industry and a lot of help to kind of expand scope in some states as well. You know, a lot of corporate opticals are different in what they want, and not all corporate opticals should be viewed the same in corporate optometry. But a lot of them have helped optometry grow over the years as well.
Yes, I really, really would like to thank Dr. Tite and Dr. Sampalis for, you know, organizing this podcast. And I really see that strong vibe in the youth, and I'm sure they'll be the driving force for optometry in the future of India. Thank you so much, everyone, for being part of this podcast.
My side as well. I think I thoroughly enjoyed doing this, and let's hope that you could collaborate more in future as well. Thank you, Dr. Sampalis, and thank you.